Hi, Maria. I'm sure you remember that Frigold and Frigla were in Iceland, still, the Friglers, the little people with the orange hair. And they'd landed in Vatnajökull, the biggest jökull in the world. A jökull is a glacier. They were not quite sure why it was still so dark when they awoke. They were very full from all the ice cream and quite tired, so they decided to roll on down the glacier. Lucky as they were, they did not fall down any deep cracks this time either. They glid and slid all the way down the jökull. Then they made their way towards Akureyri, which would have taken a long time. But the wind was very strong, so they blew most of the way. Well, there they turned on the radio. It was very hard to understand what people were saying, because it was a very strange language. But they did understand one thing, which was repeated every now and then. Jolly, jolly. Jolly, jolly. Jolly! The Icelanders wanted to be jolly. And thought Frigold and Frigla, let's be jolly then. So they went down to central Akureyri to be jolly. They danced breakdance on the square. Frigold did the worm and Frigla did the Friggle shake. They danced to a beady, strange Icelandic hip hopper called Master P. Oh, funky, 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 funky. Oompa, oompa, chick, chick, oompa, oompa, chick, chick. Lots of Icelanders came and danced around little red-headed people. But then, stop, said Frigold. This is not jolly. This is funky. Oh, said Frigold, disappointed. Don't look disappointed, said Frigold sternly. That is not jolly either.
Well.
Frigold jumped up upon a barrel. Everybody jump up on the barrel, he said. Everybody scrambled away to get barrels, and Frigla scrambled up beside him on the barrel and crossed her arms and looked at him questioningly. We'll just have to start without them, Frigold said. And ho, 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 he said. Ho, 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 he said. Ho, 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 ho. And he patted himself on the tummy, and he slapped himself on the knees. And he twinkled, and he tindered, and he made his cheeks rosy. And he said, ho, 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 ho. And I can't believe it, an old man said as he walked out of a pub, an Icelandic, and then turned around and walked back in the pub, making up his mind they probably had not had enough after all. And soon all the square in Akureyri was full of Icelanders on barrels shouting, ho, 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 and twinkling, and rubbing their cheeks red, slapping their hands on their knees, slapping each other on the backs, and cavorting and being jolly. Having a good time. Then somebody started playing drums, and somebody got out a Christmas tree. And the Frigler danced from hand to hand over the square. Then somebody knocked on the door. I answered the door, and slowly said that she'd come back in 6 minutes. Or something like that. Later, anyway. Anyhow, somebody started playing drums, and somebody got out a Christmas tree, and the Frigler danced from hand to hand over the square, until they danced into the hand of an evil pirate with a big black beard and bad breath. The evil pirate laughed evilly, and ran away with them. Said all the Icelanders all at once. Imagine lots of Icelanders saying, and then they all ran around confused, saying, Yoli, 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 and nai, 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 nai. And then they took up the chase. But by then, the evil pirate with the bad breath already had a big head start. And he jumped in his black skipper with black sails and red pimples. And who's ever heard about a ship with pimples? But this ship had pimples, was a very bad pirate. Very unhygienic. No, it didn't have pimples. The ship did not have pimples. That was a misunderstanding. Anyhow. They sailed away. over the sea. And pretty soon, Freegold and Freegla looked out towards the back, and they saw the Icelanders chasing after the skipper. And they felt relieved. But then, all of a sudden, these pirates started crisscrossing between big icebergs. Then there was a small crack in one iceberg, barely broader than the boat. And he steered in there. And in there he had a whole hideout. It was stacked with treasure and kids' candies and other things they'd stolen. And he placed them among the treasures because he didn't have any small people with orange hair. And he gave them cheese to eat. And Freegold and Freegla liked cheese. That wasn't too bad. But soon they were very, very bored. And Freegler don't like being bored. They can stand most things, but they don't stand boredom very well. But Freegold found a hole in the ice. And as you all know, one should always be very careful when entering an ice cave, because it can change while you're in there. You can get trapped. You can glide down and not be able to get back up again. And especially, you should never do it without ice stubs of any kind. But Freegold was desperate and pretty stupid. And Freegla followed him, and they clambered up the cave. Everything was blue and white. And they slid. And Mom knocked on the door and said my name. And they climbed up. Slowly. To the very top of the mountain. Iceberg. And there they could see the Icelanders' boat. But the Icelanders' boat were on going in the wrong direction. And they didn't really know what to do. So what they did was, they hit the stop button for a while and thought about it. Oh, said Freegla, if we could only make a fire. Yes, said Freegold, if we only could. But how will we do that? Ah, said Freegla, we'll have to do it the way that Freegles did it in the old days. What? Oh well. And so they, they got all confused for a little while. And then they bent their heads against each other, and as Friggles always have done, they took their very, very, very roughy red hair and rubbed it really fast against each other until their hair was burning. And then they stood beside each other and hoped the Icelanders would see them before the fire burnt down their heads. As luck is, Friegler's hair is very long and stands up very straight. So they had a good 2 minutes. But they were jumping and shouting, pretty much. Anyway, the Icelanders saw them and found them. And they came over, they bundled up the pirate, and they all went back to Akureyri and had a jolly nice Christmas. In the inn, the Prancing Nightingale. And the pirate was put in prison. But since the Icelanders are so nice, and since it was Christmas, they let him out again after he had had a nice bath. The end.